We'll be updating this voter guide through the election season. Don't see the information you want or need here? Email us your question at news@mahoningmatters.com in this guide. What you need to know now: the candidates on your ballot, city races, village races, township races, school board races, the questions and issues, like tax levies, on your ballot, what you need to know now, how to register to vote. You can click here to register online. You can also download an application from the Secretary of State website, print it, and mail it to Trumbull County Board of Elections, 2947 Youngstown Road Southeast, Warren, Ohio, 44484. Documents you need to register online: Ohio driver's license or state ID with number, name, date of birth, address, last four digits of your social security number. When to register to vote: to vote in the November 2 election, your registration application must be received by mail, or delivered to the Board of Elections office, or online no later than Monday, October 4. Boards of Elections offices are open October 4 until 9 p.m. Who can register to vote? U.S. citizens, at least 18 years old on or before November 2, 2021, and a resident of Ohio for at least 30 days before the election. If I'm already registered, should I check my voter registration? Yes. You can do so at the Secretary of State website. How to request an absentee, mail-in ballot. If you choose not to vote at a public polling location on election day, you can request a ballot in advance, called absentee voting. Voters can click here to print the form from the Secretary of State website. Though the Board of Elections may have received your application, it won't start mailing absentee ballots until October 5. When to request an absentee, mail-in ballot. You can request an absentee ballot now for the general election on November 2. The window to request is open until 3 days before the election, but in practicality that deadline leaves little time for the Postal Service to get the ballot to you and for you to return it. When and how to return an absentee, mail-in ballot. Your completed ballot must be postmarked, at the latest, by November 1, the day before the election. Placing the ballot in a mailbox does not guarantee that it will be postmarked. Deliver it personally to a post office and request that it be marked. It's your responsibility to make sure it has enough postage. Alternatively, you can drop it off in person at your county board of elections during business hours and before the polls close at 7:30 p.m. on election day. You don't have to wait until election day to deliver. In Trumbull County, the absentee ballot drop box resembles a mailbox and is located just outside the main entrance of the elections offices at 2947 Youngstown Road, SE. Can I track my absentee, mail-in ballot? Yes. Click here to track your absentee ballot on the County Board of Elections website. How, where, and when to vote early in person? You can vote early at the County Elections Office, 2947 Youngstown Road Southeast, Warren, Ohio, 44484, which will open for early voting October 5, 28 days before Election Day, November 2. You'll need identification, such as a driver's license, bank statement, utility bill, pay stub, military or state ID to vote. All Ohio Board of Elections offices have extended hours to accommodate early voters: Tuesday, October 5 to Friday, October 8, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday, October 11, Columbus Day, elections offices will be closed: Tuesday, October 12 to Friday, October 15, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday, October 18 to Friday, October 22, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday, October 25 to Friday, October 29, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday, October 30, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Sunday, October 31, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., Monday, November 1, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Where do I vote on Election Day? On Election Day, November 2, you'll visit your polling place to vote in person. If you're already registered to vote, you can look up your polling place on the County Elections Board's website. If you've already cast an absentee or mail-in ballot or voted early in person, you won't be able to vote on Election Day. How to be a poll worker? Ohio relies on 35,000 registered, bipartisan voters to work the polls on Election Day. Because many poll workers are of retirement age, they face increased health risks due to COVID-19. Last year, there was high interest in expanding the hiring pool to include younger people. Pay varies by county. Click here to sign up to be a poll worker. You can also download an application from the Trumbull County Elections Board website. Still have questions? Here's a list of frequently asked questions about voting in Ohio. This election guide was produced with contributions from the Ohio Media Collaborative Your Voice Ohio. Candidates, here's a rundown of every race in Trumbull County. Your ballot will look different depending on where you live. You can look up your ballot here. We'll be updating this list with a look at the key races, so check back. City races: Cortland City Councilperson, elect 4, Kathy Fleischer, incumbent, Richard McLean, incumbent, Don Moore, incumbent, Kevin M. Piros, incumbent, Tracy E. Cooper Gerard City Treasurer, uncontested, Mark Zuppo, D., incumbent, Gerard City President of Council, uncontested, Reynald Paulone, D., incumbent, Gerard City Councilperson at Large, elect 3, uncontested, Lily Mertuccio, D., incumbent, John Moliterno, D., incumbent, Samuel Zarafi, D., Gerard City First Ward Councilperson, uncontested, Keith M. Schubert, D., Gerard City Second Ward Councilperson, uncontested, Mark M. Standohar, D., incumbent, Gerard City Third Ward Councilperson, uncontested, Jeff K., D., Gerard City Fourth Ward Councilperson, uncontested, Thomas F. Grumley, D., incumbent, Hubbard City Auditor, uncontested, Michael C. Villano, D., incumbent, Hubbard City Treasurer, uncontested, Marcia A. Ruha, D., incumbent, Hubbard City President of Council, uncontested, William J. Williams, write-in, incumbent, Hubbard City Council at Large, elect 3, uncontested, Jerome Crow, D., incumbent, Ryan Halapy, D., incumbent, Michael E. Kerr, D., incumbent, Hubbard City First Ward Council Bonnie Vila, D., incumbent, Brandon J. Pearson Hubbard City Second Ward Council, uncontested, Robin V. Zambrini, D., incumbent, Hubbard City Third Ward Council, uncontested, Michael J. Mogg Sr., D., incumbent, Hubbard City Fourth Ward Council, uncontested, Kathy Cummings, D., Nile City Treasurer, uncontested, Steve Telago Sr., D., incumbent, Niles City President of Council, uncontested, Robert Marino, D., incumbent, Niles City Councilperson at Large, elect 3, Jimmy Julian, D., incumbent, Michael A. Lastic, D., incumbent, Albert J. Cantola Jr., D., 4th Ward Councilperson, James V. DePasquale Jr., Niles City 1st Ward Councilperson, uncontested, Doug Salito, D., incumbent, Niles City 2nd Ward Councilperson, uncontested, Sherry Smith, D., incumbent, Niles City 3rd Ward Councilperson, uncontested, Linda Marchese, D., incumbent, Niles City 4th Ward Councilperson, uncontested, Mindy Dvorich, D., Warren City Treasurer, uncontested, Tom Letson, D., incumbent, Warren City President of Council, uncontested, John Brown, D., incumbent, Warren City Councilperson at Large, elect 3, Gary Steinbeck, D., incumbent, Helen Rucker, D., incumbent, Ken McPherson, D., incumbent, Donald L. Allgood River Travis, write-in, Warren City First Ward Councilperson Larry D. Larson, D., incumbent, Todd Johnson Warren City Second Ward Councilperson David C. Burnham, R., Andrew Herman, D., Warren City Third Ward Councilperson, uncontested, Greg Greathouse, D., incumbent, Warren City Fourth Ward Councilperson Mark A. Forte, D., incumbent, Kristen J. Riley, R., Warren City Fifth Ward Councilperson Robert A. Marchese, R., Corey McLennan Ashley Minor, D., Kamau J. Thornton Warren City Sixth Ward Councilperson, uncontested, Cheryl Saffold, D., incumbent, Warren City 7th Ward Councilperson, uncontested, Ronald E. White Sr., D., incumbent, Village Races Lordstown Village Councilperson Robert Bond, incumbent, Terry Campbell, incumbent, Don Reeder, incumbent, Howard W. Sheely III, incumbent, Mark R. McGrail Lordstown Village Board of Public Affairs Kevin Campbell, incumbent, Christopher Robinson, R., McDonald Village Councilperson Brian D. Fisher, incumbent, Kyle Joins, D., incumbent, Odell J. Houston Chad Jones, D., Carrie Magill Record John Metzinger Newton Falls Village Councilperson at Large, elect 1, Brian Kropp, incumbent, Julie A. Stimpert Newton Falls Village First Ward Councilperson, Uncontested, Michael A. Serico Newton Falls Village 3rd Ward Councilperson Tessa Spletzer. Incumbent, Charles Homa Orangeville Village Councilperson. Elect 3, uncontested, Ray L. Chaffant. Incumbent, Renee Miller. Incumbent, Nancy J. Briner West Farmington Village Mayor. Uncontested, unexpired term ending December 31, 2023 Shirley L. McIntosh. Incumbent, West Farmington Village Councilperson. Elect 3, Tim Malone. Incumbent, James Mooney. Incumbent, Thomas Mooney. Incumbent, Carl Judge Nick Malone Township Races Bezetta Township Trustee. Elect 2, Betty L. Adgate Joel E. Davis Mark J. Franco Michael J. Hovis Mike Morelli Bezetta Township Fiscal Officer. Uncontested, unexpired term ending March 31, 2024 Stacey A. Marling Bloomfield Township Trustee. Elect 2, uncontested, Jason Gwynn. Incumbent, Roger M. Peterson Jr. Incumbent, Bloomfield Township Fiscal Officer. Uncontested, unexpired term ending March 31, 2024 Fannie Miller Braceville Township Trustee. Elect 2, Dennis C. Kushta. Incumbent, Jeff Tucker. Incumbent, Todd Garland Bristol Township Trustee. Elect 2, Ramon French. Incumbent, Jim Chiquello. Write-in, Ronald E. Mayen. Write-in, Brookfield Township Trustee. Elect 2, uncontested, Daniel Suttles. Incumbent, Catherine Hodge Champion Township Trustees. Elect 2, Douglas Emmerine. Incumbent, Matthew Balut Rex Fee Nancy Schaefer Farmington Township Trustee. Elect 2, uncontested, Mike Davis. Incumbent, Dave Stevens Jr.
Incumbent, Fowler Township Trustee. Elect 2, Jeffrey Davis. Incumbent, Patty Currington Tanya Gabrielle Adam Hughes Doug Johnson Eric King Dave Miller Todd Williams Green Township Trustee. Elect 2, James Wakefield. Incumbent, Mark Edward Carnes Jr. Joseph Kokab Gustavus Township Trustee. Elect 2, uncontested, Michael Crosby Rodney R. McNally Hartford Township Trustee. Elect 2, Rebecca Whitman. Incumbent, Bill Burns Michael G. Wilson Howland Township Trustee. Elect 2, James LaPola Jr. Incumbent, Matthew G. Van Such. Incumbent, Brian Berkey Hubbard Township Trustee. Elect 2, Rick Hernandez. Incumbent, Tom Jacobs. Incumbent, John E. Bizzab William A. Coletta Johnston Township Trustee. Elect 2, uncontested, James N. Carnes Jr. Incumbent, Dominic Marchese. Incumbent, Kinsman Township Trustee. Elect 2, Linda S. Miller. Incumbent, Fred Stahl. Incumbent, Bruce O. Bancroft Hameen Banning Liberty Township Trustee. Elect 2, uncontested, Greg Sismer. Incumbent, Arnie Clebone. Incumbent, Liberty Township Fiscal Officer. Uncontested, unexpired term ending March 31, 2024 Matthew Connolly Mecca Township Trustee. Elect 2, Chrisen Clemson. Incumbent, Dan Galbincia III. Incumbent, Daryl Black Mesopotamia Township Trustee. Elect 2, uncontested, David F. Brazoski. Incumbent, Joseph J. Pavlik. Incumbent, Newton Township Trustee. Elect 2, Peter J. Augusta. Incumbent, Patty Hanses Doreen Lutz Dennis Richter Southington Township Trustee. Elect 2, uncontested, Cindy Speaker. Incumbent, Daniel L. Teets. Incumbent, Vernon Township Trustee. Elect 2, uncontested, Walter Emmerich. Incumbent, Walter Horodisky. Incumbent, Vienna Township Trustee. Elect 2, Heidi Brown. Incumbent, Richard A. Doscenzo Jr. Incumbent, Robert L. Root III Warren Township Trustee. Elect 2, Kay Anderson. Incumbent, Ryan Yoho. Incumbent, Charles R. Parker Wethersfield Township. Elect 2, Stephen J. Gerberi. Incumbent, Marvin McBride. Incumbent, Edward Whitaker School Board Races Bloomfield Mespo Local Schools. Elect 3, uncontested, Timothy S. Covey. Incumbent, Michael A. Foster. Incumbent, Justin Sly. Incumbent, Bristol Local Schools. Elect 2, uncontested, Scott Chapman. Incumbent, Donald R. Mickle. Incumbent, Brookfield Local Schools. Elect 3, uncontested, Rhonda L. Bonakovic. Incumbent, Jerry Nicastro. Incumbent, Cardinal Local Schools Linda J. Smallwood. Incumbent, Heidi Lineski Snyder Kristen Klepper Champion Local Schools. Elect 3, Kelly Boyle. Incumbent, David J. Mayen. Incumbent, James Sure. Incumbent. Incumbent, Judith White, write-in, Educational Service Center of Eastern Ohio, elect 3, uncontested, Jeff Good of Salem, incumbent, Kathy McNabb Welsh of Boardman, incumbent, Richard S. Scarsella of Boardman, incumbent, Educational Service Center of the Western Reserve, Geauga, two-year term commencing January 1, 2022, Bonnie H. Kavanaugh, incumbent, Marilyn A. Persick, four-year term commencing January 1, 2022, Sally G. Gilmore, incumbent, Timothy H. Snyder, Girard City Schools, elect 2, Sue Ellen Harris Davis, incumbent, Joseph Datchuk, write-in, Shannon Hodge, write-in, Howland Local Schools, elect 3, Julie Altawiel, incumbent, Kenneth Jones, incumbent, Mary Brown, Lynn Johnson, Vandervoort, Wendy Miller, Jackson, Milton Local Schools, elect 3, Nick Campbell, incumbent, Mitch Mascioli, incumbent, Kimberly L. Snowden Pittman, incumbent, Tasha E. Bacorn, Joseph Badger Schools, elect 3, Jared Klingon Smith, incumbent, Lisa Thompson, incumbent, Christine Crosby, Gary W. Kidd, Linda Walton Hubbard, exempted Village Schools, elect 2, James R. Adams, incumbent, Louis Agnone, Josh Barr, Brian Baumiller, Martin Franco, Matt Jones, John B. Jordan, Anna DiGiulio, Martin LeBray, Local Schools, elect 2, uncontested, Tim Gibson, incumbent, Bradley Gamlin, Lakeview Local Schools, elect 3, Paul J. Antonchik Jr. Angel Campana, Lance R. Gran, Mark Harper, Jeffrey Jong, Taylor Pease, Danielle Shearer, Liberty Local Schools, elect 3, uncontested, David Malone, incumbent, Sean M. Crystal, Kara Morgan, Lordstown Local Schools, elect 3, Carla Click, incumbent, Cheryl Kistler, incumbent, Jackie Woodward, incumbent, Tracy Allen, Maplewood Local Schools, elect 3, Daniel L. Denman, incumbent, Tammy Lynn Morrison, incumbent, Daniel Schwartz, incumbent, Richard Stewart Matthews Local Schools, elect 3, uncontested, Mark Haddell, incumbent, Kenneth R. Wallace, 2, incumbent, Joel Polanis McDonald Local Schools, elect 2, uncontested, Jody Classe, incumbent, Jessica Crumpack Newton Falls Exempted Village Schools, elect 3, Amy F.
Crowder, incumbent, Tanya Klein Niles City Schools, elect 2, Mary Ann McMahon, incumbent, Tony Peroni, incumbent, Joe Bruno, Lori Vlasich, Hudzik, Bobby Seifert, Southington Local Schools, elect 4, 3 full terms and 1 unexpired term, Betsy Dunn, incumbent, Steve Galani, incumbent, Trumbull County Educational Service Center, elect 4, 3 full terms, Jeffrey Dreves, incumbent, Alha Berstro, incumbent, Thomas Krispinski, incumbent, 1 unexpired term ending December 31, 2023, Deborah D. Patchen, Laura F. Rubisich, Warren City Schools, elect 2, Regina Patterson, incumbent, Jacqueline Shannon, incumbent, Jenna Daugherty, Wethersfield Local Schools, elect 2, uncontested, Mark Bodo, incumbent, Cheryl Basista, incumbent. Questions and issues below are proposed levies up to voters on November 2, along with generalized estimates of their annual costs to taxpayers. You can use our levy calculator spreadsheet to get a more accurate estimate of how much each measure would cost you if it passes. Bezetta Township, BD, F, G, renewal of 0.8 mil, 5-year levy for fire protection. Commencing in 2021, first due in 2022, the owner of a property valued at $100,000 would continue paying $28 per year, $140 over 5 years. Braceville Township, B, C, replacement of 1 mil, 5-year levy for fire and EMS protection. Commencing in 2022, first due in 2023, the owner of a property valued at $100,000 would instead pay $35 per year, $175 over 5 years. Replacing a levy allows it to be tied to current tax rates, meaning property owners could effectively pay more, even at the same millage. Replacement of 1 mil, 5-year levy for police protection. Commencing in 2022, first due in 2023, the owner of a property valued at $100,000 would instead pay $35 per year, $175 over 5 years. Replacing a levy allows it to be tied to current tax rates, meaning property owners could effectively pay more, even at the same millage. Replacement of 1 mil, 5-year levy for general construction, reconstruction, resurfacing and repair of streets, roads and bridges. Commencing in 2022, first due in 2023, the owner of a property valued at $100,000 would instead pay $35 per year, $175 over 5 years. Replacing a levy allows it to be tied to current tax rates, meaning property owners could effectively pay more, even at the same millage. Brookfield Township, A, B, D, E, H, K, L, except Yankee Lake. Replacement of 1 mil continuing levy for police protection. Commencing in 2021. First due in 2022, the owner of a property valued at $100,000 would instead pay $35 per year, $175 over 5 years. Replacing a levy allows it to be tied to current tax rates, meaning property owners could effectively pay more, even at the same millage. Champion Township, AC, EG, K, additional 0.95 mil continuing levy for fire and EMS protection. Commencing in 2021, first due in 2022, the owner of a property valued at $100,000 would pay an extra $33.25 per year indefinitely. Farmington Township additional 2.5 mil, 5-year levy for general construction, reconstruction, resurfacing and repair of streets, roads and bridges. Commencing in 2022, first due in 2023, the owner of a property valued at $100,000 would pay an extra $87.50 per year, $437.50 over 5 years. A proposal to repeal the Farmington Township Zoning Resolution, which was adopted June 1, 2018, as amended, and to repeal any former zoning, with the intent there shall be no zoning in effect at all. Green Township replacement of 2.5 mil, continuing levy for fire protection. Commencing in 2021, first due in 2022, the owner of a property valued at $100,000 would instead pay $87.50 per year indefinitely. Replacing a levy allows it to be tied to current tax rates, meaning property owners could effectively pay more, even at the same millage. Gustavus Township additional 1 mil, 5-year levy for current expenses. Commencing in 2021, first due in 2022, the owner of a property valued at $100,000 would pay an extra $35 per year, $175 over 5 years. Hartford Township, A, B, except Orangeville, additional 0.5 mil, 5-year levy for maintaining and operating cemeteries. Commencing in 2021, first due in 2022, the owner of a property valued at $100,000 would pay an extra $17.50 per year, $87.50 over 5 years. Kinsman Township, A, C, replacement of 1 mil continuing levy for fire and EMS protection. Commencing in 2021, first due in 2022, the owner of a property valued at $100,000 would instead pay $35 per year indefinitely. Replacing a levy allows it to be tied to current tax rates, meaning property owners could effectively pay more, even at the same millage. Liberty Township, AE, G, JL, N, renewal of 1 mil, 5-year levy for fire and EMS protection. Commencing in 2021, first due in 2022, the owner of a property valued at $100,000 would continue paying $35 per year, $175 over 5 years. Renewal of 2 mil, 5-year levy for fire and EMS protection. Commencing in 2021, first due in 2022, the owner of a property valued at $100,000 would pay an extra $70 per year, $350 over 5 years. Renewal of 2 mil, 5-year levy for fire and EMS protection. Commencing in 2021, first due in 2022, the owner of a property valued at $100,000 would pay an extra $70 per year, $350 over 5 years. Mecca Township, A, B, renewal of 1.2 mil, 4-year levy for fire and EMS protection. Commencing in 2021, first due in 2022, the owner of a property valued at $100,000 would continue paying $42 per year, $168 over 4 years. Renewal of 1.7 mil, 3-year levy for fire and EMS protection. Commencing in 2021, first due in 2022, the owner of a property valued at $100,000 would continue paying $59.50 per year, $178.50 over 3 years. Mesopotamia Township, A, renewal of 3 mil, 5-year levy for general construction, reconstruction, resurfacing and repair of streets, roads and bridges. Commencing in 2022, first due in 2023, the owner of a property valued at $100,000 would continue paying $105 per year, $525 over 5 years. Renewal of 1 mil, 5-year levy for fire and EMS protection. Commencing in 2022. First due in 2023. The owner of a property valued at $100,000 would continue paying $35 per year, $175 over 5 years. Newton Falls Joint Fire District, Newton Falls Village 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A. Newton Township A, B, D. Additional 4 mil, 5-year levy for EMS protection. Commencing in 2021. First due in 2022. The owner of a property valued at $100,000 would pay an extra $140 per year, $700 over 5 years. Niles City renewal of 1 mil, 5-year levy for parks and recreation. Commencing in 2021. First due in 2022. The owner of a property valued at $100,000 would continue paying $35 per year, $175 over 5 years. Orangeville Village, includes part of Hartford Township A, replacement of 4.1 mil, 5-year levy for current operating expenses, commencing in 2022, first due in 2023. The owner of a property valued at $100,000 would instead pay $143.50 per year, $717.50 over 5 years. Replacing a levy allows it to be tied to current tax rates, meaning property owners could effectively pay more, even at the same millage. Warren Township, B, DF, additional 2.75 mil, 10-year levy for general construction, reconstruction, resurfacing and repair of streets, roads and bridges, commencing in 2021. First due in 2022. The owner of a property valued at $100,000 would pay an extra $96.25 per year, $962.50 over 10 years. School districts. Hubbard Exempted Village Schools, Hubbard City 1A, 1B, 2B, 2C, 3A, 3B, 4A, 4B, Hubbard Township A, B, D, F. Includes part of Coitsville in Mahoning County, renewal of 4.2 mil, 5-year levy to avoid a $986,000 operating deficit. Commencing in 2022, first due in 2023, the owner of a property valued at $100,000 would continue paying $147 per year, $735 over 5 years. Lakeview Local Schools, BG, excludes part of G. Cortland AH, excludes part of A, includes part of Warren City 2G. Mecca A. Warren Township E, renewal of 1 mil, 5-year levy for permanent improvements. Commencing in 2022, first due in 2023. The owner of a property valued at $100,000 would continue paying $35 per year, $175 over 5 years. Matthews Local Schools, Fowler Township A, C, Vienna Township A, C, includes part of Girard City 1B and Cortland City A, renewal of 3.85 mil, 5-year levy generating $680,000 for emergency requirements. Commencing in 2022, first due in 2023, the owner of a property valued at $100,000 would continue paying $134.75 per year, $673.75 over 5 years. Liquor options. Kinsman Township Precinct C. Good Intentions Market and Cafe, State Route 87. Daily on and off-premise sales of beer, wine and mixed beverages or spirituous liquor. Warren Township Precinct D. Shoddy Speed Check, Todd Avenue Southwest. Sunday off-premise sales of wine and mixed beverages. Weathersfield Township Precinct J. Post Office Pub, South Main Street. Sunday on-premise sales of beer, wine and mixed beverages or spirituous liquor.